Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, wait a minute. Just as soon as John Kerry steps down from being the climate czar, ostensibly to go to the Biden re-election campaign, I suppose, the House Oversight Committee is launching an investigation into the State Department over John Kerry's alleged meetings with climate activists. Okay, well, I'm telling you, folks, you know, it just sometimes you can't tell the players without a program, but it's going to be interesting to find out about that, I think. But at any rate, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition of the show. Glad to be with you. Of course, we're racing through the morning this morning. Whatever you're doing out there, we're glad that you're choosing to spend some time with us this morning. And we're glad to be along with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this hour if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, of course. And then also, of course, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com anytime if you'd like to send us a direct message. And you can definitely do that simply by clicking on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. And again, quick note, at the bottom of next hour, we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. But we've got Denise Simon, again, from connecting in from her studio far, far away. And we're glad to have you with us this morning, Denise. You sound like you're right in the room. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, just right before we went to the news, we talked about the strike in Baghdad. But also, today's an important day because the Supreme Court is going to hear about the, start to hear argumentation about whether Donald Trump could be on the ballot based on Colorado's state Supreme Court decision. And we've also got some other stuff happening this morning as well, including this article that I know that you're aware of the Chinese hackers and in our infrastructure system. So where would you like to start? You want to start with Donald Trump or the Chinese hackers?
Well, let's start on the positive side that the Nevada caucus, I think, is today, too.
Yep, that's right, yep.
And that one's supposed to be all in Trump's favor. So, and Nikki Haley, apparently, she made the rounds in California and made a bunch of money out there, but she's still significantly behind in South Carolina.
Her home state.
Yes. Now we're also, too, hearing some chatter that after the South Carolina primary that Ron McDaniel steps down.
Yes, that's what we were hearing yesterday, and Trump had sort of teased that as well. So, the reports are she told him that she would do that, but again, these are just reports as far as I know. She actually told him, but he seemed to have called it on this one.
Yeah, so this is all going to be rather interesting, eh?
That's right.
Going to be, I would say, an interesting day today and tomorrow. The other piece, too, is that Attorney General Merrick Garland sent a report over to Congress stating that Special Counsel Herr had completed his investigation on the Biden document scandal.
Right, that it was under review, I believe, something like that.
Apparently he hadn't read it yet. Right. he was just telling them that had been completed, and allegedly there will be no charges. Which could fall into Trump's favor.
I was going to say, that's a boon for Trump, because, you know, this completely mishandling of classified documents by Joe Biden, you know, this is just a textbook. It's open and shut, you know. But they're
well,
not
it isn't really, because apparently the distinction that's being made here is that Biden completely cooperated. You take every, you know, take it back, didn't know anything about it, too sorry, don't. But in Trump's case, he fought against the National Archives records. So,
But I hear what you're saying.
I understand
but,
the but.
Yeah,
I get it. But that's where they'll make the distinction.
Well, sure, but the American people look at it and they say, well, he's got these things in boxes next to the vet in the garage. You know, that doesn't seem to, you know, it's very, very suspicious to them and to us. So I hear what you're saying. But, yeah, exactly. But, of course, he's Joe Biden. He's the president. There's no way they're going to bring any kind of charges on that.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You know, but and people realize that that's exactly where we're at. So what do you think about the Supreme Court and Donald Trump? You know, we're hearing David Axelrod said, well, he hopes that they don't really take him off the ballot because it would be too disruptive. But that's an emotional kind of thought about that. But don't you think it's a matter of law that the Supreme Court would find that Donald Trump can be on the ballot?
I think the Supreme Court will rule that he should be on the ballot. Mm-hmm. That's just my gut. But, you know, we've been sideswiped before.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So that's exactly right. Supreme Court justices can be incredibly unpredictable, you know, and they don't always go with what you think that president that appointed them would want, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. And I would say that, interestingly enough, you will have the Democrat, the dark part of the Democrat machine that'll come out and, let's say they rule in Trump's favor to keep him on the ballot. They'll come out and do everything they can to discredit the Supreme Court. So we're going to go back down that path.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's an illegitimate court. We've got to pack the court. We've got to have term limits on the court. We got to impeach somebody on the court. And go to their houses and protest, they'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very disturbing. All right, Denise, stay right there. We're going to come right back. Quick break, everybody. Then we're coming back. 949-822-7959. We'll open up the telephone at the bottom of the hour. So stay right there. We got a lot more to go.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Power Woman.
Come on!
So let me get this straight.
Hard to wait.
Senator Fetterman is asking protesters, basically, why aren't you demanding the release of the hostages? I'm telling you, I think Fetterman, he's getting on a roll, everybody. This is really something. I think he's getting on a roll. And, it's a thing of beauty to watch, isn't it? great question. All right, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. This is 949-822-7959. We're going to be talking here again, of course, with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this hour, just if you have a question or comment for Denise. And Denise, good morning again.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we talk politics, we talk what's happening in the Middle East, but this article that I saw earlier, and I know that that your friend Gordon Chang has chimed in on this too. When asked what is the severity on a scale of 1 to 10, he said 20 regarding cyber attack, and we know now that they've been in our infrastructure systems for at least 5 years, according to a federal warning just recently.
Yeah, and they're not in our infrastructure to steal anything. They're in our infrastructure to do damage.
Right. Oh, that's right. In concert with attacks, one might think.
Now, there's two operations that China has, and they're both here in the United States, by the way, which I think is part and parcel to this operation of what China is doing. And one is the Thousand Talents Program, and the other one is the Innovations Connector, or Connections Connector. And just recently, a Chinese guy by the last name of Gong, who worked for a defense contractor in California, was stealing our nuclear secrets as a defense contractor and was caught. And he was stealing and sending them back to China. Okay. Now, Christopher Wray, like him or not, pretty much every time he has been on the Hill with any kind of testimony, he has been sounding the alarm. And last week's hearing was particularly chilling. And if anybody wants to see it, I would suggest you travel on over to C-SPAN and watch it. But he has been sounding the clarion call because he said every day that he opens up, the FBI opens up all kinds of cases every day dealing with Chinese espionage and theft and hacking and whatever else. And I just have to wonder if, because Christopher Wray works for the Department of Justice, what gets into the presidential daily briefing? Because I don't see that this administration or the Department of Justice is particularly fretting over the Chinese. Christopher Wray is, but nobody else seems to be. I'd be asking the media and whatnot, I'd be asking some hard questions. MSN reported on the Chinese being in hacking into our infrastructure and staying there for 5 years. CNBC did. Fox did. But where's their, you know, they're not out there doing some kind of a, you know, sending up a Scud missile saying, hey, would everybody pay attention to what the Chinese are doing here?
Does it have something to do with, you know, I mean, they're reluctantly dealing with things in the Middle East, for one thing. Because they don't want to make Iran mad for whatever reason. I don't think they really want to go, you know, full barrel at China. But what they do want to do is they want to say that Donald Trump is going to take away our democracy. It's like they're focusing on their main enemy is Donald Trump. Main thing is we defend democracy, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and in the meantime, what is happening here? Well, Russia is, you know, causing all kinds of problems with our inventories, our military inventories, because of what we are spending and sending to Ukraine to defend itself, much less to other countries, because we are actually, you know, helping out those in Eastern Europe as well in defense and with NATO. Okay, so that's one part of it. And, of course, if you get us involved in the Middle East, that spends more of our defense assets. And I can't tell you how many Hamas leaderships have been to Moscow at the invitation of Putin.
Mm-hmm.
So while you have that piece going on defense side, what do you have China doing? Oh, well, we've got all these operatives, including the ones, the countless ones we've got coming across the border. But those that are already here, what are they doing? I mean, there's espionage and there's hacking. And I mean, the other thing was, last week when Christopher Wray testified, he also said in his testimony, just this morning we found that China had seized control. I get that wrong, but I forget his exact words, of hundreds of routers
right
into our infrastructure. Now, this may be the same transaction, I don't know, but look, ladies and gentlemen, We have a, you think the border's a national security problem? We got the same kind of problems already inside the wire here, inside the gate. Barbarians have breached the gate.
Right, exactly. It's that, and it's all or the equivalent of tunneling under, you know, and finding another, you know, and then jumping out of the middle of the castle, that kind of thing. You know, it's just being done unchecked. And I think that's where, and especially in this election, and, you know, and of course, Donald Trump may try to talk about these kinds of threats, for example, if he's the nominee or others, you know, in the campaign, but that'll all be poo-pooed, you know, somehow. Well, look, you know, he's just saying that, or, you know, it's just another tactic, because what we really need to focus on is Donald Trump's going to be a dictator on day one. You know, they just got all these scripts written.
Of course they do. You know, the scripts were already written by those Democrats in the Senate on this immigration bill. I mean, I heard Chris Murphy and a couple others yesterday, including Senator Sinema, talking about, you know, these shameful Republicans.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. And you know, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked at the press briefing.
She's relentless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, she was asked, well, does the president, and even Charles Schumer was asked a similar question, but does the president intend to do anything, you know, within his power, basically, executive order-wise, to try to stop this crisis? And the reporter was simply told they have a bipartisan bill. We just got to pass this bill. It's the only way, you know, this kind of thing. And just, you know, they know that it's, that they're setting all this up. It's just terrible.
Yeah. Who was it? Rick from Tampa, when he said that he wanted Cruz to get on the Senate floor and reintroduce H.R. 2?
Yeah, and by time, get on the Super Bowl and do that, too.
Well, yeah. He already did introduce H.R. 2.
Yep, good, good.
But, yeah, for the doing the Super Bowl, it'd be pretty cool, too. But maybe take Biden's time at the beginning, but... Nah, that won't happen.
Well, but again, and because Biden forgot the name of Hamas called them the opposition, that to me, Denise, really is a weird kind of thing. I would never call Hamas the opposition. That's a political term.
Yeah, but those are the words that they're using when they have these discussions in the White House with the National Security Council. Understand how all this is being so diluted.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's a political Ponzi thing, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, but the vapor lock on Joe Biden, and it doesn't give me any joy to say it, right, but the vapor lock was real, and he was sitting there, and he was just, you know, searching.
Struggling.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It's like, I know what that word is, but I can't find it, right, and I can't say it. And then one of the reporters prompted him, you mean Hamas? Oh, yes, yes, Hamas. And it's really sad. I mean, because this is the president. No matter what party people are from or support or whatever, you know, this person has to make critical decisions in a moment's time. And he's displaying these things that really are concerning. What do you think?
Well, precisely. I mean, we are at such a crisis level. It's even hard to define it all.
Right. It's off the charts. I mean, exactly.
Well, it is. And something that puts something on the list, but you have to adjust the ranking order on that list, like by the hour.
You're exactly right. And that's pretty on point. I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. We're going to come right back. We got a great question that's come in, and we've also got a couple of callers waiting. So stay right there, everybody. We are coming back with more. Kyle Warren with you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA News Update. Five Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. The helicopter was found in Pine Valley Tuesday night, just about 40 miles east of San Diego. It was conducting a training flight from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas. Proclaiming himself as pro-life Superman, a man climbed the Las Vegas Sphere on Wednesday to gather funds for a pregnant woman. Mazan Deschamps shared footage on his Instagram profile.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Deschamps executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl week. Southern California is bracing for more rainfall and mountain snow this afternoon and into tonight. The area is still grappling with the aftermath of a Pineapple Express system that brought record-breaking precipitation and triggered nearly 500 landslides. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through the Thursday edition of the program, and we're having fun at the same time, so I don't know. But it is racing by pretty fast, and it's been a great morning so far. We've got a lot of we had a lot of great calls already, and we had a lot of great direct messages already this morning as well. Now we do have the phone lines have lit up. Of course, here at the bottom of the hour to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, of course, they did that by calling 949-822-7959. And welcome back, Denise. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Well, now, also during the break, before we go to the callers on the line, we did get a message on a direct message. This is a question from Uncle Rick. He's listening on 930. AM 930, and he says, a question for Denise. In Florida, and a quote, abortion petition drive language is now before the state Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court allows the language, can Governor DeSantis move the election to the August primary rather than the November election? That's the question.
I'm not sure what would necessarily be achieved in doing that, but I would say that that comes down to our legislature. It has to be the state legislature that would do, you know, that kind of a move.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Well, we appreciate it, Uncle Rick. We hope that answers your question. Let's head over to the telephone lines, Denise. We got Mary in St. Pete. She's got a comment for you this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. As I guess Denise was traveling to C-SPAN's yesterday, so was I, which I usually don't do, and saw the vote on H.R. 485, which goes back to the death panels in that big Obamacare Act that was passed where you have to pass it to see what's in it,
mm-hmm.
Where they had the quality-adjusted life years vote, which discriminates against people with disabilities or mm-hmm. depends on how long they expect that you have to live versus cost setting on drugs,
mm-hmm.
Et cetera. And the vote on that passed pretty narrowly, by the way, to pass that bill to ban discriminatory acts in healthcare settings and federal programs, and that included the Veterans Administration. I was just wondering if she saw that, because it means that there's all sorts of bills floating around that people have no idea about
mm-hmm.
if they just happen to see it. But it was a big
question. I did not happen to see it, but I do know about it. So, yeah, I mean, it's almost as though there's, and who was it that crazy leftist guy that said, you know, talked about death panels when he was accusing Sarah Palin and stuff, whatever his name was. Anyway, you know, sometimes these Democrats, they speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things that necessarily get built in. So, yeah, I just put that out there.
Well, we appreciate the question, Mary in St. Pete. All right, let's head over to line two. We got Backham and Bob. We've also got John in Sarasota also holding on, but we got Backham and Bob first here on line two. Good morning again, Backham and Bob.
Yeah. Poster I saw on the Internet. On the left-hand side, it says Socialist Dream. With people lined up three deep to a table full of food, and everybody's happy and making merry. And in the background, it says peace, land, and bread. On the right hand side, it says a socialist reality. People lined up in Siberia going to feed.
Oh yeah,
and that's the socialist reality. Anyway, just wanted to run that in. And the second thing, Iran. One week, they're getting ready for a nuclear bomb to be able to make one. One
yes.
month, they'll be able to make six bombs.
Yes.
Question, what is Israel going to do about it? Are they really going to do anything about it?
That's a great question.
And the second thing is, you guys say something to worry about decisions that Biden has to make. He's going to make crucial decisions. He's not making any decisions. It's Obama
correct.
Or his minions that are making these decisions.
Correct. Correct.
He's only reading a teleprompter, if he can, he can't articulate it enough to make a difference.
All right. Well, great question and great point. Back, Em and Bob, we'll have Denise respond. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. And then we'll, because we've got one more caller we want to get through.
I can't respond.
Thanks again.
I'm with him on that one. So, where's my approval stamp? I approve it.
All right. Approved by Denise Simon. Very cool. Well, let's head over to line three this morning. We got John in Sarasota calling up. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
You had made a comment earlier, and I have to agree, Denise. The game is rigged. Democrats do tell the truth, at least their side of it. And the other thing is, let's go back with Iran when Jimmy Carter was in office.
Mm-hmm.
And his last day as president, they wouldn't release the hostages
mm-hmm.
until Reagan came in. How many years of the same situations, it's more of a comment, are we going to tolerate? And number two, the game is rigged.
Yes.
Mayorkas was not impeached. We had three Republicans deny his impeachment. I think it was Colorado, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Colorado, Wisconsin. Yeah. I mean, who in their right minds do we have running this country? And the last comment, with all the monies that are being spent on funding Ukraine, what we could have done in the United States of America, besides the border crisis, what we could have done here, which should be used here, is mind-numbing. So none of this has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And when Donald Trump was in office, they tied that man's hands up so tight that he couldn't even legislate what he would want to do to make this country a better place to be. So I don't have any questions, but the comments are the game is rigged. The Democrats do not lie. They do exactly what they say they're going to do. And Joe Biden, from the day one, said what he would do, and he did it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know.
They tell us to our face.
They do. And who stops it? Look back, I said again, Jimmy Carter. They would not, the one thing, that he was a nice man, Jimmy Carter, terrible president, great humanitarian. But they wouldn't let those hostages out. What year was that? Back in the 70s.
Yes.
They wouldn't let those hostages go and give him at least the satisfaction of achieving that. And now, how many years later are we still 40? And we're still dealing with this. What is?
You're right. You're right.
I have said that. I have said that for a while. I mean, you know. Iran has always been the problem, and now we have Qatar, who is a client state of Iran, I would argue. So now we have the axis of evil has changed dramatically since George W. Bush, hasn't it? And we're in a situation here, especially under the Biden administration, that they refuse to identify this new axis of evil, and it's evil.
Because again, they're trying to tiptoe around a lot of stuff politically. They're worried about how Arab American voting blocs perceive them because of support for Israel, kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's no longer based on leadership or based on what's actually happening there.
And I understand the argument about Ukraine, but here's the deal. And I've said it many times, I'll say it again, a broken record here, Denise, but we're over there telling Israel how to fight this war.
Yeah.
Don't think that they haven't already done that all this time with Ukraine, telling them, we'll give you just enough to sustain yourself, but we're not going to give you enough to win. And that, remember, Biden called what Russia did to Ukraine a minor incursion. And then we issued all of these sanctions, and we called these sanctions deterrence.
Right.
Well, it hasn't deterred anything. Now it's in a crisis mode.
Yep.
And so we wouldn't have had to send all this money to Ukraine if Biden had done the right thing from the outset.
Indeed.
But we can go back to the Obama administration, because actually the war started in 2014.
That's right.
I just want to interject one quick thing.
Real quick.
These are the people that created it in the last 3 years, and they do not want to end it for whatever reason. They created the situation and escalated it.
Yep. Defense contract.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Well, John in Sarasota, thank you so much for your call. Denise, thank you for being here. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Folks, we are coming right back. We got Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street. And we're coming right back.
Hey, folks. Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Yes, it is Friday Eve, but that's what we're going with anyway here on the program this morning. Folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. And, of course, to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, or if you'd like to find us on Facebook or X, formerly known as Twitter, you can also find out more about the program. And also, folks, it's time now to talk with Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street, and the website for him is watchdogonwallstreet.com. You can also hear Chris right here on AM 860 The Answer. You can hear him 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday afternoon. Once again, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, there's a lot to talk about this morning, of course, as always. One of the things that I saw earlier today was that it looks like auto loan delinquencies are really started to go up last year. Now, I know that some people, you know, may have made a bad decision, perhaps, in extending to buy a car, but if we're seeing it spike, does that give us any other indication about what's happening with people and their monthly expenses?
Well, I think this has been going on for some time now with the auto delinquencies and, you know, issues that we've had. This is you know, been, you know, happening. Go back to 6, 7, 8 months, they've been warning about this, and it's kind of been underlying. And you can kind of see to some degree as well with credit card delinquencies and the run-up in credit card debt. Seems to be some of the latest numbers out there, even though the debt numbers hit a record. New debt added to credit cards has basically hit, has come down. That they could basically say that maybe people have hit a bit of a wall when it comes to that. And, you know, so dealing with the rental prices in the country, which remain stubbornly high and continue to go up. It's an issue. There's no doubt about it. Again, you know, you get these, you know, economists out there saying, well, look at the numbers, look at the numbers, look at the GDP, look at this, look at that. And that's not what it's all about. I tell people all the time, you got to be your own do-it-yourself economist, and you can, you know, see around you what, you know, people's lives are like at the home front. That's what really matters.
Well, indeed. I'm so glad you mentioned about the numbers, because we do hear from people from time to time saying, well, you know, looking at the these different indicators, and it's kind of akin sometimes to, you know, well, the stock market may hit some new, you know, grandiose number, but it doesn't really translate per se into people going to the grocery store or buying gas or paying for stuff for their kids. You know, it's not a one-to-one correspondence. It sounds good on the nightly news, but it doesn't really translate, like you're saying.
No, it's not translating. I mean, you can see it in the, you know, the poll numbers and, you know, what people's take is on the overall economy and their feelings, and that'll tell you a lot. It really will. Again, yeah, I look at this in the overall landscape right now, and it's bizarre when you tie in the overall economic climate and also the political climate as well. You know, Republicans, they basically need to start a completely new party. They're not really even a conservative party anymore. They're really not. I mean, they should be running away with this election based upon, you know, the reality on the ground and the economy and what people are telling and what people are feeling, and they're not. You know, and they just can't seem to get out of their own way. So I can understand their usefulness.
Well, you know, I appreciate what you're saying so much, because what you're describing can be applied right to the midterms last go-around. You know, the red wave and all this other stuff, but it just never really materialized. And
Kyle, they can't count. They can't count. I mean, you held a vote in the House to impeach Mayorkas, and you couldn't even count to see whether or not you had the votes or not before you actually held the vote. I mean, it's hard to get your arms around just how pathetic the situation is at this point in time. It's really, really bad. And I know, because I'm like myself, I'm like, am I going to even bother going to the polls in November? And I see such things, so what's the point, you know, at this point in time? I mean, it's who am I going to vote for? I mean, it's confidence at its best. Can't get anything done. You basically throw out this ridiculous border bill that's not a border bill, that's not stopping anything, but you're telling people that it's stopping things. It's a mess right now. Again, I don't know, you know, you got to kind of, people got to go back and, you know, maybe start reading old copies of National Review when, you know, Bill Buckley was running the show back then, and understand what conservatism is really all about.
You know, you make such a great point. And that's why when there's a clear delineation of ideas and choices, I think conservatives do much better, or the GOP does much better. But you're right. It's kind of like, you know, it's hard to get the message out because it can be pretty diluted. Well, we do have a question, though, Chris. This is from Frederick, listening up in NYC, I believe. He says he's curious to know what Chris thinks about regional banks like the New York Community Bank in NYCB losing 3/4 of its value, cutting its dividend due to its exposure to bad commercial loans, and if Chris thinks that this will be a new contagion for regional banks. So what do you make of that?
Well, I don't really think the contagion went away. New York Community Bank, I she was on Fox Business when one of the other people on the panel at the time was talking about this stock, and it had this ridiculous outsized dividend. And to me, when, you know, I love dividends. I love companies that pay you to own them. But when they're completely outsized, it's a red flag. I mean, something's wrong. I'm like, why is this dividend so high? So it struck me as a bit odd. And, you know, I, when if there's a red flag, I don't care, you know, if there's one red flag or 10 red flags. If there's one, I'm avoiding it. I said there's something wrong here, and sure enough, I mean, the company, you know, bought this other, in essence, quasi bank, what's it called, Flagstar, something like that, couldn't absorb it. And basically what you're seeing right now is, you know, Jamie Dimon and JP Morgan just waiting for these banks to fail, and they'll just suck them up. Because that's what he does. I mean, he's smart. You know, he's a shark, but he's a smart shark. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, so, yeah, you're going to see more of these regional banks who've got ridiculous loan portfolios and commercial real estate, because that's what they do a lot of, that are going to go by the wayside. I mean, it's beginning, but it's a natural cleansing of things. These are things that need to happen.
Well, I'm glad that you put it like that as well, because, you know, there's the old saying, business is business, right? And unfortunately, we've got a lot of things going on now with, things that are outside of a business structure or decision-making system, and that can never be really helpful. But we appreciate
that. Yeah, if you want to live in a world where businesses don't fail and don't screw up, you can move to Cuba and North Korea and all of those places. You know, it's creative destruction, people. I mean, you make poor choices, you go away. That's, you know, either get it right or get eliminated, as Gordon Gekko said in Wall Street.
Very well put. It's exactly right. And we do appreciate Frederick. We appreciate his question. Well, something that caught my eye too, Chris, that I thought about you earlier today. We talk a lot about EVs here on the segment, and looks like Ford Motor Company is now working on an inexpensive small electric vehicle to stem its electric vehicle losses and take on Tesla and Chinese automakers. This from Bloomberg. But it's exactly to what you've been talking about recently, and that is maybe mission-specific electric cars that, you know, they don't have to do everything, but they get you around, you know, and it's not going to be so expensive. That's a huge problem.
I didn't see that story yet. I mean, I knew that they were changing their direction in regards to, you know, their EVs. Yeah, I did see a story yesterday about Ford about how, you know, what their profit would be like if they didn't have EVs. And man, oh man, you know, shareholders would have a big smile on their face, and you'd see a stock go much higher. And again, I understand that, you know, companies have to also weigh, you know, profits versus reinvesting in the future. But, you know, like I, from the get-go, you know, it's bizarre to me. I mean, you're putting out, you know, massive cars, huge cars with batteries in them. And, you know, the technology, quite frankly, just not yet there for that. And to me, you know, if I was running a car company and said, you know, okay, well, I want to get into a niche, and who's the competitor here in the United States? Obviously, way ahead is Tesla. How do you compete with Tesla? Well, you put out a car, and some people might not like the Spartan interior of the Tesla. You make it more, I don't know, more like a regular American car, and you put it out at a better price.
Mm-hmm.
And you sell it for what it is, you know, a car to go back and forth to get groceries and drive the kids to school. And you put it out at a low price. That would seem to be a pretty good niche. Not putting out a Hummer like with an electric car, and there's a Ford F-150. It makes no sense.
Exactly. Well, Chris Markowski, take care. We'll talk again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, we're coming right.
Well,
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.